Hello and welcome to the Flow and Being podcast. My name is Maria and I'm so excited to be here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the third episode of the Shadows of the Mind series and also the last one. We're going to be talking about practical steps towards deeper awareness and getting to know your subconscious mind a little bit more. These are things that have helped me personally, but are also rooted in research and have also been skills or tools that I have been taught and have been using through my career. For those of you who don't know, I'm currently doing a master's degree to become a psychotherapist, and I just started seeing my own clients as an intern. So I'm really excited about these next few steps in my life. And going into this, I've had to do a lot of inner work. And I talk a little bit more about that in the last two episodes. So the first one is more of an introduction to the shadows, introduction to the subconscious mind. Where did it come from? Who came up with it? I talk a little bit about Jung and Freud and their beef. And then in the second episode, I go a little bit more into the spiritual aspect of it all. My own personal experiences, I get a little bit vulnerable and share some of my shadows that and how I've kind of come to terms with them. And yeah, now this episode is going to be bringing everything together and putting it into a practical guide, because I find that usually with these spiritual concepts or even some of the psychology, especially if we're looking at Instagram psychology or pop psychology, which I also talk about in the last episode, it's kind of like out of touch, or it feels hard to apply in the real world, or people are like, yeah, like this all sounds so great, but how do I do it? How do I actually bridge that gap between knowing so and doing so? And it's a very difficult question to answer, but through my own personal experiences and through my training and education, I've come to learn that it's not that hard to get started, but once you get started, you're kind of opening up a can of worms. So I think the challenge lies in, yes, you can go and peer into your shadows, but what happens next? How do you integrate this information into your life? How do you make the changes that you need to make? Are you able to cope with the things that you realize? And again, I did talk a little bit more about this and like a bit of a warning that it's not this peachy fun experience to do. It's really heavy, and you know, it's a difficult experience. And I ended the last episode with saying that getting to know yourself in this intimate way is arguably the most difficult feat of humankind. And so have compassion for yourself as you go into this. The steps that I'm going to be providing today are by no means groundbreaking, new. You know, you're probably going to be able to find this in a lot of different places, a lot of different resources, whether it's online. It's also very intuitive, but I do think that it's important to put that out there. And I think that just three simple steps are easy to remember and they can be applied in any situation. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about this, and I think in the future I want to go into a little bit more of the neuropsychology behind a lot of the things that we do. I'm taking a human development course right now, and it's just so fascinating the way that the human mind develops and the way that everything is so interconnected with not only our own internal systems and the way that they operate, but the world around us. So I think that's where I'm heading next. But for those of you who have stayed around and have been listening to my episodes, I really appreciate your support. You know, these podcasts for me are just kind of like a time capsule of knowledge of where I am or this moment in my life that I want to kind of have a snapshot of. So it's really special for me. And without further ado, I will get into three practical steps towards deeper awareness and getting to know your shadows. The first thing you have to do, and I know this is hard, is you have to make room in your life for silence and for sitting in the spaces in between, sitting in the unknown. This is where many things will be revealed to you. When you sit in silence and meditate and watch your thoughts, you start to realize there are patterns. Firstly, you realize that your mind never stops talking. And then you're like, okay, wow, this is really intense. Let's keep listening. And then you start to realize there are certain patterns that will come up for you. Like what I said, like fear, or like insecurity, or self-criticism. And you have to notice these. You have to notice these things. You can write them down. You can make a mental note of it, whatever it is. But this is where you start to see through the veil of the unconscious. Second, start to notice your reactions when you're interacting with others. This is something that in my school has just been ingrained so deeply in my mind that I'm not a different person to anybody. Like if my partner was talking here, or if my parents or something, like they would probably say she's still as wacko or like as reactive as she's always been. But I can feel it within myself that there is a shift. It's just that the shift takes a lot longer to manifest in the physical world. So notice your reactions when interacting with others. Take a moment to reflect if this is coming from somewhere within yourself. So there's a quote, I don't know who it's from, I didn't write it down, but it says, if you don't like something in someone else, change it within yourself. This is a huge idea, and of course this doesn't apply to like abusive relationships. It doesn't apply whether that's like familial or really a romantic relationships or anything like that, friends. But notice something, like if you're frustrated with somebody, and I posted this a video from Dr. Gabor Mate on my page where he reveals this idea to one of his audience members, and it's just like amazing. I'd recommend you all go watch it. She was talking about how she's frustrated that sometimes her clients, she's a therapist, sometimes her clients seem to have like a closed mind. And so she's like, how can you help somebody who's not open-minded? So Dr. Gabor Mate goes ahead and says, so when you're with this person and you feel like they're being closed-minded, like what's happening for you? Ask yourself that all the time. What's happening for me? And she says, I guess like I get frustrated. And he said, okay, and if we were talking right now and I got frustrated with you, would you notice that shift? Would you notice that I'm a little frustrated? And she was like, yeah, of course. And he's like, so who is being closed-minded? Of course, the idea was that she would see that it was in fact herself who was being closed-minded for even judging another person to be closed-minded. And that's the kind of work that you have to unravel. It's yucky. Like, it's gross. It's gross to do that stuff. It's gross to be sitting there with your partner and watch them do something that's just driving you absolutely insane. And instead of just let yourself react and be like, why are you doing that? Just stop and ask yourself, why? Like, what's going on inside of me? Where is this coming from? Why am I frustrated at them? Like something, I'll share like a personal anecdote. I noticed that I have an issue with this when my boyfriend would be driving and I would get really, really frustrated with him because he wasn't taking the route that I would normally take. Like for example, if he's going to the supermarket nearby, he might take a different route. And I would be like, why are you taking this route? Like why are you going this way? And I would always say it with like a judgmental or like, you know, not too friendly attitude. And I used to think that was just normal, but then I started thinking about it and I was like, wait, like why do I care so much about what directions he's taking to go to the supermarket? Like we're just going to the supermarket. Maybe this is his favorite. Maybe there's something he wants to see along the way. Like there's a million reasons, but this really none of my business. And so it's just like small things like that that you can start with. You don't have to start with the big, scary, like, when my mom does this, I feel like you don't have to start there. You can really start small with like little annoyances, little emotions, like you're driving behind somebody and you're going, like some things I'll notice that on a good day, I don't care if the person in front of me is driving slow. On a bad day, it's like the worst thing that anybody could do to me. So it's not the person, it's not the driver, it's me. It's me who's creating that reality. So how to do it practically? Deeper awareness. Number one, make room in your life for silence and sitting in the spaces in between. Get to know the unknown. Number two, notice your reactions when interacting with others and reflect if it's something that's coming from somewhere within yourself. And number three, journal. Write things down. Journal in the mornings when your brain is fresh and you can just dump everything in there. Journal when you can't sleep or when you feel like your mind is racing. Journal when you have nothing to do. Journal when you feel overwhelmed. Journal at all times. Of course, I don't spend all day writing. I do, after many years of getting to know my shadow self, I do consider myself a writer. But the things that I write aren't always directly related to my conscious state. It feels more like reflections or observations, of the world around me and what's going on inside. But I do write about what's going on inside of me, stream of consciousness. And it really, really does feel so much better. Like I went through a period of my life where I was living abroad by myself, didn't have any family around. And literally for those 6 months, I just wrote and wrote and wrote. And I would stay up until 4:30, 5 in the morning, just writing. And I still haven't really revisited those pages because it was a lot of heartbreak. It was a lot of pain. But just write it down. Write it down and it'll just be outside of your mind at that point. And now it's physical and now you can go back to it. And that's something that's really interesting and I don't do as much as maybe I should, is like go back to my journals from years ago and see where I was at and what's changed, what I've discovered. These are all ways to get to know yourself more, to cultivate a deeper awareness of yourself and in return of the world. The deeper that you can look at yourself, the more compassionate that you can look at yourself, the better, the deeper, the more compassionately you will look at everybody else and the world around you. So I think that's it for today. I'm hoping that this all made sense to you. I feel like this is something, again, that's really important to talk about. And it's talked about so much that it's also important to make sure that you are getting the right sources, that you are informing yourself with the right methods. And like I said, take everything you see online with a grain of salt. Even if it's an article from your favorite psychology web magazine, take it all with a grain of salt. Do your own research. See a professional if it's something that calls to you. And just be. Life isn't a constant healing journey. Like, you don't have to constantly be going into your shadows and healing and doing the work. Like, you can take breaks, you can just be a human, you can just exist, and then you go back to it when you feel like it's time. That's just how it is. I don't want anybody to feel pressured. I don't want anybody to feel like they have to be doing something or they're not really spiritual or they're not really self-realized if they're not doing this, that, this. Like, there's no, you know, curriculum, there's no requirements. We are all just beings on this earth trying to make it to the next day. So with that, I just wanted to thank everybody for taking the time to listen today. And there will be more information and some links and cool articles in the show notes. But if you took anything away from this episode, please let it be that healing and getting to know yourself is not a linear journey. It's not a quick hack. It's not an overnight thing. It is something that is likely going to take the rest of your life. So be patient. And when you do these things, when you're giving yourself time to sit in the spaces in between, when you're thinking about your interactions with others and the ways that you react and respond, and when you're thinking about, by the way, if you hear a bird, this is my bird in the background. She just decided to start chirping right now. When you're writing down your thoughts and your beliefs and your discoveries in a journal, take a second afterwards, even if it's just 5 minutes, to reflect when you're talking to somebody, take a second, even if it's just 10 seconds, to reflect. I truly believe that reflection is the way. All of these tools, all of these tips, everything you could find online is great. But like I mentioned in the beginning, there is a gap between knowing so and doing so. So in order to bridge that, in order to integrate, we must reflect. We must reflect in every single moment that provides a door to learning, to growing. And if we do that and we take our reflections and we act on them and we build a new definition of self, a new definition of the world around us, that is what will lead us towards deeper awareness. That is what will lead us to coming to terms with our subconscious. Things just start to make sense after a while, even when things are not going your way. If you're in tune with this other side of being, there's a sense of security, there's a sense of safety, there's a sense of connection. So, like I said, tread with caution, tread with care, have compassion for yourself, and reflect and reflect and reflect. Thank you.